Lengthy speeches have been going on in the U.S. Senate since last evening. The oratory is expected to continue nonstop until sometime late tonight. It's all part of a 30-hour talkathon put on by the Senate's Republican majority in hopes of calling attention to filibusters by the Democrats that have blocked some of President Bush's federal appeals court nominees. NPR's David Wellner was at the Senate all-nighter and sent this audio postcard.
At precisely 6 p.m., just in time for a live shot on the evening TV news, most of the Senate's 51 Republicans marched down a hallway toward the Senate floor. Some glanced over and smiled at a big handwritten sign being hoisted by Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin.
It says, "I'll be home watching The Bachelor."
Unlike the Republicans who planned to remain in the Senate throughout the night, Harkin declared he, for one, was going to get a good night's sleep.
"Why join in the circus? I'll go home and watch something that's just about as stupid as what they're doing here."
Inside the chamber, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist acknowledged that some, whom he did not name, had questioned his decision to keep the Senate up all night, but he promised it would be educational.
"The American people are going to learn a lot about cloture, I think, over the next 30 hours. Cloture has applied."
As Frist spoke, Democrats were holding a rally in a room nearby with supporters who listened to New York's Charles Schumer. He said even though Democrats had blocked only four of President Bush's judicial nominees while confirming 168 others, that was not good enough for Republicans.
"If they can capture the judiciary, they can achieve their goal of bringing America back to the 1930s and maybe even the 1890s. And we are standing in their way."
Yes. A short time later in the Senate chamber, Pennsylvania Republican Rick Santorum had this to say about going back to the past.
"We are simply trying to set this country, this Senate, back to the days that the senator from Connecticut recalls as a boy."
But for Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, the whole debate was merely a spectacle.
"That's what this is about. It's about theater. And the theater that we are witnessing tonight is one where, frankly, the curtain should come down."
Which brought this response from Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter.
"When the senator from Illinois calls this theater, he may be right. But it is factual theater."
Whatever that is, whether theater or not, Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh delivered a scathing review.
"This debate, unfortunately, is a microcosm of everything that the American people have come to not like about both the United States Congress and Washington, D.C., something that is all too often all process and partisanship, with no progress on matters of substance and importance to the American people."
But Orrin Hatch, the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, defended the debate as the highest honor of the Senate, a chance to take Democrats to task.
"We, on our side, aren't going to let them get away with this, because we shouldn't. I mean, our side's been clobbered by everybody for not getting tougher with them. If I had my way, we'd get much tougher than we are going to be these next few days."
Hatch said his only regret was that he was losing his voice, with many hours still ahead to speak. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.